You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, this is David Rotundo, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's get into some great rock and roots blues.
There's a guy that can really rock it. David Rotundo. When that guy picks up a harmonica, you know you're in for a treat. Let's get into some of his great blues tunes. This is the David Rotundo Band from So Much Trouble. We're going to hear Two Blue and Trying to Find It. Let's rock on with the David Rotundo Band.
I've been drinking all night long, trying to drown my blues away.
Trying to find it.
places you know nothing about. Trying to find it. Man, and I've been a palm reader. I've been a psychic philosopher and car dealer. Yeah, shamans, Buddhas, and energy healers. Talk to sages, fools, and world leaders.
David Rotundo Band from So Much Trouble. Out of La Belle Provence, we've got Broke Fuse, and I bet they break fuses every time they take the stage. We're going to hear two songs, Rack 'em Up and Whiskey Bottles. This is Broke Fuse from Why Should I Be Blue?
Rack 'em, rack 'em up before I knock 'em down. I wanna crack 'em hard. I wanna hear that sound. I wanna put my money down. I wanna feel that thrill. I may lose and I may win, but I will rack 'em still. Someday I may regret.
wet when my back is due and my money's spent. But someday won't come tonight, so let's keep on playing till they turn out the light. I wanna rack 'em, rack 'em up. I wanna start again. I wanna roll those colors right. I wanna see them spin.
Watch me rack it up now.
So let's keep on playing till they turn out the light. I wanna rack 'em, rack 'em up before I knock 'em down. I wanna crack 'em hard. I wanna hear that sound. Come on, rack 'em up, man.
Fuse from Why Should I Be Blue? Out of Kitchener, the powerful voice of Cheryl Lescombe. Her latest release is called Well Played. We're going to hear Fighting and Crackers in Bed, Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys.
It's only the beginning of the end. Another day, another dream, I lost another friend. Lying low and thinking with the sun upon my face. Feeling like a victor that has lost the human race. Second chance is coming, riding out the storm. I can hear the baby Jesus trying to call me home. Call me home. He's trying to call me. Stop and feel it, the feeling that's inside. This game we're playing, we're running out of time. I need you to swing hard, stay low, keep playing till you see the light. You gotta fight, fight for the right, fight it for the right, babe. Gotta make it all. Children that are walking on this earth, share a little prayer just to show them what they're worth. Take me with you and you're gonna seal it with a kiss. It only takes a minute just to tell them what they missed. Take a second look, look them in the eye. Stretch the truth and smile and wave. Could be your last goodbye. Could be your very last. The last time you say goodbye. We'll make it. I can't stop the feeling that's inside. This game we're playing, we're running out of time. I need you to swing hard, stay low, keep playing till you see the light. You gotta fight, fight for the right, make it all smooth. A new religion stomping through my brain. It wasn't his decision, hurts him just the same. He's another soul sucker. I'm dusting off my heart, always shaking me. I'm shaking up, shaking from the start. Something that I did. Feeling like it's something
Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys from the album Well Played. Speaking of Well Played, we've got Brian Blaine. He's out of Toronto and a big part of the Toronto Blues Society. We're going to hear a title track from his latest release, I'm Not 50 Anymore. And then we're going to have Not Worried Blues. Let's enjoy Brian Blaine on Blues Source Canada.
Excuse me if I can't recall your name. Old age is wreaking havoc on my brain. But there's one reel left in this movie, and you can have a leading role. But go easy on me, honey, I'm not 50 anymore. The label says they'll sign me if I'm prepared to hit the road. But I can't drive in them blizzards, can't lift them heavy loads. But if it's a short itinerary, if we can keep it close to home, go easy on me, honey, I'm not 50 anymore. Pretty women, I'm not the man I was before. I don't get out like I used to. Is there a washroom on this floor? I'm blind without my glasses, just point me to the door. And go easy on me, honey, I'm not 50 anymore.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Blaine here, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada, where it's the blues that matters most, and Kent Wallace is your host.
And a good vacation, and I'm not worried about the automation. They say we might be going back to coal, but just like in the days of old, we'll be happy. I had some trouble with the girl of my dreams. We've been together since our early teens, but things are changing as we both grow older. And last night you kind of said it was over. But I'm not worried, this has happened before. She'll be back knocking at my door. We'll be happy.
had a hit tune, but she also said it wouldn't be soon. So I'm a sitting here scratching my head, hoping it happens before I drop dead. But I'm not worried, 'cause it's coming to me. I'll be winning that lottery. I'll be happy. Oh, so happy.
From I'm Not 50 Anymore. From Thunder Bay up Northern Ontario way, we've got Sunday Wild with her brand new release, Peace in Trouble. We're going to hear I Never Get to Win, and then Sunday Wild will join us for a chat about her new album.
I never seen her ever get away.
The song we just heard, that is Sunday Wild from her brand new album, Peace in Trouble. The song is I Never Get to Win and I Beg to Differ. This album is a winner. And joining us to talk about the album is Sunday Wild. Sunday, so nice to see you. Even if it is on Zoom, it's terrific talking with you.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me, Ken.
Am I correct? This is your ninth album?
It's my ninth album. But I've been involved with other people's albums, too. And some compilation albums. So, I keep busy.
Well, that's what musicians do. This album, to me, is one of the most unique albums in a long time. It's really different. There's no wailing guitars, no heavy drum downbeats. How did you come about composing this music itself?
Well, you know, we've all been kind of laying low, right, for the last year. And I spent a lot of time in the summer and the fall writing every day after work and every day on the weekend. I live by myself and I had some snippets of songs that I was working on. And then I was just trying to pull together some stuff because I do like recording and getting the music out there because of where I live. Sometimes that's the only time I can get my music out. I can't necessarily travel. So it came together that way. And then I always wanted to have an album that was a bit more minimalistic to showcase a little bit more of my piano. My piano skills are getting a little bit better. And and I wanted to showcase the song, my piano, my vocals, and the message in the song. And also, we're dealing with not a lot of people together all in one place. So I was just trying to get it as simple as possible, too, that way. And having no drums and no guitar, I mean, that was kind of like a plan that evolved in the way that it came together. I reached out to a few guitar players from around the world that I'm friends and fans of. And then I just thought, you know, I think I'll just no guitars and add a color instrument on each of the songs. So on this album, we have Harp Dog Brown, of course, is very well known all over the place. And so he agreed to do a song or two, and then he ended up liking a bunch of them, so he ended up putting some harmonica on five. And then a clarinet player from down in the Philadelphia area, but I think he moved to another location now, and so clarinet too.
Harp Dog Brown has got to be one of my favorite harmonica players. How did you get to know him?
He said to say hi.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, you know, he's a blues family member in Canada, kind of, right? Like, I'm a blues family member to a lot of people. And I met Harp Dog Brown at the Blues Summit in Toronto a couple years ago. I was a showcase artist with my partner, Reno Jack, and Harp Dog Brown was there. I don't know if you were there that year, Ken. But we, you know, he saw me and he gave me a big bear hug, you know. And then we became friends. And then, like, he travels through where I live sometimes on tour. And, you know, I said, hey, if you need a place to stay ever, hit me up. And so it ended up that he could want this past year. And we just became friends, stayed up late drinking and talking and laughing. And
I'm surprised Harp Dog Brown stayed up late drinking and laughing. That guy likes to have fun. I really enjoy
him. I know.
Him.
And me too. So actually one of the songs on the album I wrote about him too. So it was cool because he ended up putting harmonica on it.
What's the significance of the title, Peace in Trouble?
Well, two of the songs on the album, one is called Peace for Everyone, and that finishes out the album. And the first track on the album is called Trouble. And for times like these, but I've also been through lots of different things. And when we are bombarded with challenges in our lives, you know, the best way I find personally to get through them is to kind of take a step back and just relax and try to find a little bit of peace within that if we can, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So that's kind of what it's about. That's the meaning of that. And both of those songs, Trouble, you know, it's clear what that song is about. It's always around. Trouble's always around us sometimes. And then the song at the end, Peace for Everyone, it's sort of a summary of, you know, no matter what walk of life we're from, it will come to us at some point, I think, you know.
When you're composing your songs, what comes first? Do you sit down at the piano and you get some of the tune, or do you start writing the lyrics first?
It happens both ways. Like I'm still learning the instrument, and all musicians that I know, you know, they're always learning an instrument. You keep learning forever, I think. So sometimes it happens both ways, but often for me, it's about observing something in the world with a human condition factor, in somebody walking down the street, a couple walking down the street, or, often my songs are based on some kind of factual thing that I've gone through myself. So it's most often about an observation about a human condition, whether it's in my own life, me personally, or I'm observing it around me with somebody else. And those concepts I try to put in into a song, but also when I'm trying to come up with the musical part on the piano, because I play the piano, trying to capture that mood, whether it's sullen, or some songs you can just do very simple instrumentation and they are very powerful that way because of the meaning of the song. So I try to incorporate those types of things into the song when I'm writing it, if that makes sense. Yeah.
When you first started out, did you start singing or start with the piano first? What got you interested in music in the first place?
I started singing. I had a lot of trouble when I was a younger woman. I'm 51 now, and I got into music in my late 30s, and I got into piano for sure late 30s, but I'd written a few songs prior to that, and I did it only because I needed to sing, and it made me feel better. I didn't get into music because I had any gigantic star dreams or anything like that. It just made me feel better. I buried a few children, actually. And I used to wander in the bush and go for walks, and I would sing in the bush. And it was almost like a prayer. And it would be like this angst and this sadness that would come out of me. And so I got into music for that. And then it just kind of escalated from there.
Well, escalated is a good, I think it's more like a rocket ship that's taking off. Your career has been fantastic. I thoroughly enjoy the album. And again, the album title is Peace and Trouble. Where can our listeners get a hold of your album?
The album is on Bandcamp, for anybody who's aware of what that is. I have most of my albums I put up on Bandcamp. And then they'll be on digital distribution sites everywhere. And if people want to get a hold of me personally through my Facebook or email or website, they can buy a hard copy. Just get in touch with me, because right now a lot of the CD distribution places are no longer doing that. So now artists have to kind of try to sell them on their own. And when I do shows, I have CDs with me, but shows are kind of slowed down, right?
Sunday, thank you so much for your time. It's a terrific album, and we will follow your career because I know it's going places.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me and supporting the music, too. Stay safe.
Cutest boy in town. And now he's knocking at my door, and I know what's in store, and I know that boy's here. Oh, and he doesn't seem to realize what he's got. You can't deny.
Thanks to Sunday Wild for joining us. Again, the album is Peace in Trouble. Out of Montreal, we've got Dwayne Dixon. He's got a brand new album out called 14 Days in the Hole. We should have it soon for release on this show. For now, we're going to go back to his release, Betting on a Gambling Man. We're going to hear A World of Hurt and Ain't No Big Thing. Well, it sure is when you're listening to Dwayne Dixon.
I've had some bad times. cause I learned my lesson. Gonna put you down. Learn my lesson. Put you down. Never went together. Seems to go from bad to worse. I tried so hard to please you, but you put me in a world of hurt. A world of hurt. Gonna put you down.
Dixon from Betting on a Gambling Man, and that pretty well wraps up our show for this week. We're going to leave you with a little bit of Tony D, actually a lot of Tony D. This is from Speak No Evil, a flurry of instrumentals. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We will catch you again next week.